Yeah, we've got nothing definitive yet. I think there's a case with these type of injuries that if there's quite a lot of swelling in the area, you have to wait till the swelling goes down before they can scan it and really get a good idea of the extent of the damage. But, you know, our gut feeling, our initial prognosis, we don't think it's good. But it's just to what extent that happens. So I left a message with Royce a couple of days ago. I tried to call him. I think he's probably at a very low point at the moment. He certainly was after the game. So we hope, listen, I mean, all of the club, you know, we hope that he gets a speedy recovery. We hope it's not as bad as we fear. And we hope that he can get back to playing at some point in the future, you know, at the level that he certainly showed in that game, because that was a frustrating bit. I mean, it's his first start for a long time. We thought he might struggle to get through 60, 70 minutes. And in the 90th minute, he's still bombing forward and he ends up trying to get a shot off that wins as a corner and obviously the unfortunate incident. But I thought he looked really, really promising in those moments of the game. He just gave us something slightly different to what we've had before in terms of the fullback area. So I'm really disappointed for him.
And it does leave you thin between now and January in the defensive positions, in that you have probably five experienced first-team players for four positions.
Yeah, it does. I think, you know, obviously we've got the likes of Josh Cogley, who I think has been ready for his opportunity. So I've got no qualms about adding him to that group. I'd also have no qualms about adding someone like Dan Cleary to that group as well, because I think he's been very encouraging. But yeah, you're right. I mean, we are a little bit thin on numbers. It's been unfortunate that both fullbacks have had, you know, relatively serious injuries and won't be back playing before the next window. We're pretty sure of that. So therefore, you know, we've done what all people will do, and we've looked at, you know, whether we've got enough to get us through. And the answer to that probably is, you know, we're looking at the moment as to the free transfer market, players that are out of contract, seeing whether maybe we can get someone in for a week or two to train and see where they are and whether they can offer us some cover moving forward. Because I think it's important. I mean, we haven't got that many. I think we've got something like 8 games till the window reopens. So it's not horrendous, but and the fact that they're, by virtue of the fact that they're 1 a week rather than 3 a week, if you like, in terms of the midweek fixtures. But nevertheless, you know, we just need to make sure that we don't lose ground in the playoff race, if you like, at this stage of a season due to not having enough bodies around and not planning well enough. So.